Around Australia, this is Kennedy Malloy for The Drive Home. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Good Lord.
You have been grinning like a Cheshire cat all day.
I'm kind of nervous. There's a bit of pressure attached to this interview. We have lawyers outside the glass.
We do.
Who are standing there with pen and pads, and we've been drilled on the type of questions we are not allowed to ask legally,
yes.
But we will do our best to dance around them.
Yeah, we're under very strict instructions, but we, you know, we're going to try and see if we can get some information.
See if we can push it.
Here we go.
She's the woman whose name is splashed across headlines all over the world.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels is a US porn star.
Either a porn star or a West Indian cricketer.
No, she's definitely a porn star.
I've never seen such beautiful spreadsheets.
Is that what we're calling it now?
She also allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006.
Have you ever made love to anyone whose name rhymes with Ronald Lump?
Yeah, I call you whatever you want me to call you, baby.
Then, in 2011, Stormy was reportedly paid off.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, paid Stormy Daniels $130,000.
So she may not be able to tell us anything at all, but let's give it a shot anyway. Please welcome to Kennedy Malloy, Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, welcome to Kennedy Malloy and Australian Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Stormy, I've interviewed a lot of people, but rarely have I done so much research into into any interview, and I have to say it's a great back catalogue of work that you should be very proud of. What are some of our favourites? Just to introduce you to an Australian audience who may be unaware, some of the great films.
Well, this is going back a few years, Stormy. One of our favourites was The Witches of Brestwick.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that is super old. And that was funny to make because it was freezing outside when we had to do all the nude scenes. All the girls complained the whole time.
What about Princess Hubba Hubba?
Oh, yeah, from Space Nuts. That was my first big role and the one that the HBO series followed me on. It was my first time having to do like pages and pages of acting.
Wow.
Stormy, how many movies do you think you've made all up?
Probably about 150.
150 and never worked with a producer as sleazy as Harvey Weinstein, I imagine.
That's very true.
I mean, honestly, not many actresses get to make that many movies. So you're a hardworking gal.
Right. And I directed most of my movies too. So, yep. I mean, I guess it's sort of up for debate if I'm as creepy as Harvey.
Well, are there many female directors in the world of porn movies?
When I first started directing, I was the only female feature director. Now there's quite a few, actually.
Well, you're a trailblazer of the industry in more ways than one, Stormy.
Thank you.
Great actress, a great director. We've got a cavalcade of awards that you've won in the industry, and I want to talk to you briefly now about this tour, which is taking America by storm, if I may say this, which is making America horny again. But Stormy, if I was to come along, what can I expect from this show?
Well, the funny thing is that a lot of people, I'm reading some really wild stories about me on the internet, and some really out there things, like I found out yesterday that I'm a man and that I work for the FBI and
yeah.
I'm like a billionaire. And then on the very next page, it says that I'm so broke that I'm forced into dancing at strip clubs, you know, taking up this tour, which is funny because I've always danced. And a lot of these bookings that are on the tour, I had before any of this stuff happened.
I've seen some of your work, and if you're a man, you are the best actor in the world. I will tell you that right now. Okay. Can I ask you, do you have a type when it comes to men?
A type when it comes to men?
Yeah.
Not really. I guess I like funny looks. I like guys that are at least taller than me because I like to wear high heels.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean.
Okay. What about orange hair, stupid, and tiny hands?
I don't think anyone goes for that by choice.
By choice. There you go, Mick.
All right. What about portly Australian comedian who goes off like a firecracker in the sack?
Oh, well, perhaps.
Stormy, I don't know if you have a picture of Mick up with you at the moment, but I'll send one to you.
Okay. I love Australians, though. My riding coach is from Australia.
Well,
oh, yeah?
That's one thing we'd like to ask you, if you would bring your tour to Australia, could you adapt it to making Australia horny again. We have an election in this country towards the end of the year. And we think that could be a magnificent tour that we would love to get involved with.
I agree. Have you ever considered going down under, so to speak?
I go down under quite regularly, but Australia is on my bucket list for sure.
Okay, fantastic. Can I ask you this? Do you think that if circumstances were different, you would make a great first lady?
Probably not. I think I'd make a better president. I like to be, I'm too much of a control freak.
Good answer. Are people generally, with you were talking about you're reading a lot of not backlash, but you're reading people talking about you on the internet. Are generally people supportive of you?
That is the most shocking thing when all of this stuff happened. I was afraid to look at my social media for days because I figured that it would be just so terribly negative.
Yeah.
And it's strangely enough, it's been pretty positive. Now, I do have really thick skin, so even the people who are kind of taking low shots, a lot of it's still really funny. So even though they're, you know, making fun or whatever, I got a good chuckle out of quite a bit of it because some of it's quite clever. But I would say, in all honesty, for every horrible, nasty comment that I get or threat, there's probably at least 500 positive ones.
Okay, that's cool. And are these people who are perhaps not as positive, do you believe them to be Trump fans?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm used to getting a lot of negative comments anyway because of the fact that I work in the adult industry. So you always have the religious people that are going to, you know, say horrible things to you, which is funny because it just proves that they're a hypocrite, because isn't the whole thing about being a Christian or religious that you're not supposed to judge, and they're the most judgmental people. So those have always been there, and they're obviously still there. The ones that are the most shocking or the really, really staunch, blindly following Trump and just, you know, they're just nasty, you know, a couple of death threats. You know, there's a picture of my house on the internet, but it's funny because it's not actually my house. It's my neighbor's house.
Oh, dear.
Oops.
I should probably send him a gift basket.
That's
probably,
right.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting neighborhood watch meeting next time you get there. Can I ask you if you could sleep or have sex with one American president, who would you choose out of the pantheon?
Ooh, American president?
You can go back to Washington days.
I've got to say Obama.
Obama? Whoa. Okay, not bad. What about this? A threesome with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt.
Ooh, Teddy and I could probably go horseback riding together.
Stormy, Mick here is a great golfer and loves golf. How difficult would it be for Mick to take part in, say, the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Golf Tournament?
Well, without saying too much, I know people.
Oh. In high places? How high? Presidential levels?
I could probably hook you up.
That would be fantastic.
Sounds really good. Now, you're talking with us. We're in Australia. Does it feel really bizarre that you're actually talking to us at this moment in time, all the way to Australia?
Yes. It's very odd that, I mean, the story has reached all the way down under. Is kind of insane. I've gotten, you know, inundated with calls to do every radio show here, of course, but when I was asked if I would do your show, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's cool. We're really pleased that you have.
We're talking to Stormy Daniels. Stormy, how much has your life changed since the notoriety? We saw you on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. Do you think there's no coming back from where you are right now?
Oh, definitely not. Obviously, just the fact that I'm talking to you, like we said earlier, is proof of that. I've reached beyond the normal adult movie fans, or perhaps the fans that have seen me dance or seen me in the handful of mainstream movies I've done. Now, you know.
Would you like to move through to mainstream movies, you know, move in a different direction?
Yes and no. Like, yes, but not the way you would think. I've done a lot of acting in some mainstream stuff, but in all honesty, I have no preconceived notions that I'm going to be the next Julia Roberts. Acting's fun. It's fun, but it's not my dream job. I would like to move into mainstream directing.
Yeah.
And I've actually been working, I've directed some music videos, and I've written a horror movie and been working on getting funding for it. So that's the one thing that I'm actually very afraid of, by becoming so public again. Because I was mostly retired from on camera and was sort of trying to slide into behind the scenes, and now I'm thrust, somewhat thrust into the limelight again.
I have a feeling one day we'll be seeing Julia Roberts playing Stormy Daniels in a movie that will win an award. So you could be on set as a consultant, I would say.
Well, speaking
of... Yes, there you go. Strip supervisor.
Speaking of the movie industry, what are your thoughts on the hashtag Me Too movement that's going on at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. I have a very unpopular opinion on that, I think.
That's all right.
I think that sexual harassment and assault is horrific. I think Harvey Weinstein is a terrible human being. And I hate to even use the word human being. But that being said, I feel like there are a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon and overreacting and going into hysterics. And basically, I'm not afraid to call out, other females, basically crying wolf. And it takes away from the resources and the help needed to treat the real victims.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I put up a very controversial tweet a couple weeks ago, the night of the Golden Globes, and I said, instead of being proud to be a woman, thinking, oh, what a great time to be a woman, all I can think of is what a horrible time to be a man. If I had a penis, I'd be freaking terrified right now.
Yeah, well, that's very true, and it's a great take on it as well, and something that we haven't heard a lot of people talk publicly about. So kudos to you for doing that.
Indeed. Stormy, question without notice. Have you ever smacked a man in the bot with a rolled-up magazine with his picture on the cover?
Every Tuesday.
Okay, a hypothetical for you. If, say, you and me were having sex together and I asked you to smack me on the bot with a rolled-up IKEA catalogue, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, actually, I was going to ask Stormy. I was going to ask Stormy the same question. Would you smack me on the bot with an IKEA catalog?
Good Lord.
Only if you smack me first.
Okay.
Oh, it's on.
We should get together and workshop this. Stormy, I'd like to thank you for your discretion as well. Not many people know this, but we've met before, and the fact that you're honouring your non-disclosure agreement with me, I really thank you for it. Would you come to Australia? Come on, we're serious now. You sound like a smart, intelligent woman. You've been embroiled in one of the biggest news stories in the world, the details of which I can't wait to come out one day. Would you consider coming out later?
Yeah, you'd have a huge fan base here, I can tell you, Stormy.
I would absolutely love to. There's an expo in Australia. I think it's called the Sexpo.
Oh, yes.
I've always wanted to go to, but no one's ever requested me.
Okay,
so
well.
The power is all yours.
We spoke with Ron Jeremy, who I know that you've probably worked with. Have you worked with Ron?
I have directed Ron.
I like hearing that. That's even better. Ron was out here for Sexpo last year. So, hey, maybe that's a really great thing. We get Stormy out here for Sexpo.
It could be something great.
That would be fantastic. That would be like a dream come true, honestly.
Is there anything else we can you'd like to say about all this furor and what it means? Are you writing a book? Or is there something you'd like to say to the people out there who are intensely interested in this story?
I think that, I guess one of the big surprises is that I was completely caught off guard by this. And I didn't plan for this. I didn't mean for any of this to come out. I didn't, and I tried to hide for a while, and then I just decided that it's better to make lemonade out of lemons. And, I'm not trying to exploit or capitalize, but at the same time, I have to do what's best for me and my family, obviously. And I think that a lot of it's going to come out, and a lot of people are going to be quite surprised about what the truth is. And yes, I am going to write a book, and it's going to be freaking hysterical.
Right. Well, I can't wait. I hope I'm in it.
We thank you so much for your time,
Stormy
Daniels, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.